Hello.
Blog Talk
this
Radio.
Blog Talk. Hello, this is Blog Talk Radio, a presentation of the Mad Dad, and we want to greet you once again for another week of Blog Talk Radio. You know, our prayers go out to the North Side of Minneapolis and all those families that was affected by that that flash tornado that we had here in the city. We want to lay up and send our condolences out to those families and those people that's courageously going out there helping other people, trying to lay up and help the neighbors and be responsive to the cries of the elders and the young people. We want to commend those firemen and those policemen who have been working overtime to secure the areas. You know, we want to lay up here and say thank you to all those who are coming out of the churches and helping those that's less fortunate than themselves. We want to thank the Red Cross. We want to thank the Salvation Army. We want to thank the Minneapolis Mad Dads. We want to thank the Urban League. We want to thank the Minneapolis Urban Ventures and the Shiloh Temple for their courageous efforts of inside the community, coming out, feeding people, giving people shelter, praying for people, just trying to take some of the tension and the stress from people worrying about what they're going to do tomorrow. So we want to just commend all those people. We want to lay up here and give them a standing ovation, a tremendous hand clap. We want to lay up here, you know, we wish we could just say you all by names, because it takes a community of volunteers. It takes a community of caring people to go out and extend themselves beyond their necessary things that they do every day to help their neighbors. And we just want to just thank everybody. We want to thank the firemen. We want to thank the electric department, the gas department. We want to thank all these departments that came out in this dire emergency to make sure that they can ensure the lives and the comfort and establish some stability back off into our community. So again, we want to just thank everybody. We want to thank the members of KOJ for being responsive and getting the word out to where emergency shelters are at. You know, so we want to thank Cub Foods for providing food yesterday for the people. So Mr. Lucas, have you got something to say?
No, I just want to say while you thanking people, that I just want to thank the people in the community too for their cooperation and all those who are making efforts to put that community back together. I know they had a curfew thing going on over there, and without the cooperation of the people in the community, you know, that would have just been their work trying to get it back together. It would have made it more difficult for them. So we just want to thank the people of that community and let you know that, you know, that those people are in our prayers and in our thoughts.
I want to thank you for that, Mr. Lucas, because, we here at the Mad Dash, you know, we ride the buses, so, you know, we get, you know, grassroots responses from immediate situations that occur in the neighborhoods. So yesterday we were hearing how people had set up, you know, waste stations in their own homes in their backyards and stuff, were sitting up barbecue pits and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, giving out hot meals and sandwiches and stuff, you know. And those are the things and stuff you're saying that's not heard about in our community. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to always talk about the bad stuff. You know what I'm saying? But here's something good, something positive and stuff, you know, that where people are coming out, you know what I'm saying? I mean, in large numbers. This is not like no one or two people doing this and stuff. You know what I'm saying? This is talking about a community effort of collaboration between churches and other non-profit organizations and stuff, you know what I'm saying, and people who actually live in the community and stuff, you know what I'm saying, taking days off their jobs and stuff, you know what I'm saying, to make sure that their neighbors are all right and stuff, you know what I'm saying, watching each other's kids while they go to work and things like that there and stuff, you know what I'm saying. So, I mean, this has been a beautiful experience, you know what I'm saying, inside of a tragedy, because, you know, it's, you know, like the North Side has got such a negative picture and the image that they like to project of the North Side, you know, but we have a richness, you know what I'm saying, of tradition. of people who are helping other people. You know what I'm saying? This is what they do. They've been doing it all their lives. You know what I'm saying? We got big mamas in the community and stuff. You know what I'm saying? They're stepping right on up and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like they've been preparing for a day like this. You know? So again, we want to just thank everybody that's putting a unified effort in for somebody else. You know, because this is what we've been laying up here talking about for the mad dads. We're saying that it takes a community effort in order to lay up here and show these children that we have that people care, that people are concerned, and that the community is very vigilant. You know. So again, this is Mad Dad Radio, and we at 347-215-9262. And we'd like to hear anybody that would like to share in with us about maybe what their type of their experiences. You know what I'm saying? Like what have you been doing? You know what I'm saying? How have you been moved to get off and to get involved? You know? Well, what are some of the things that have you experienced in the last 2-3 days that has made you proud to be a Northsider? You know, we want to let people, you know, again, we want everybody to remember that we had a tragedy Sunday, and it was a natural tragedy. It was a tornado that sat down in North Minneapolis, and it affected the lives of thousands of people. Displacing families, closing schools, you know. And but today, we want to live here. We want to herald those that are out there trying to clean up that debris, that's trying to stabilize those communities, that's trying to make it safe again for us to lay up here and go back off into our homes. And again, we want to just congratulate all of you. And if you have anything you'd like to share with us, again, our number is 347-215-9262. And so, Mr. Lucas, what were you at on that day?
You know, it was kind of amazing because I was up at Shiloh Temple that afternoon, and I happened to leave the church early that day. I left at 1 o'clock. Normally, I leave a little bit later than that. By the time I had got back to my residence, and I had some chores I had to do, some housework, and I took a break while I was doing that housework and turned on the news and saw the devastation that that tornado left behind. You know, and they showed an apartment building over there, and I just remembered them showing how that whole roof to that apartment building was torn off the building, you know. And you could see into that building and see people's furniture and stuff like that in there. You know, and I just think, man, you know, that, you know, for those, man, who were able to weather that storm, for all those people who were up at the church with us that day, you know, that God has a hand and God has a plan, you know, and for those who have damage to their homes, who lost loved ones, who have family members who were injured, who might have lost a vehicle, I just, you know, don't stop putting your faith in God, because God has a plan for us, and God has if God can bring us to it, He gonna bring us through it, you know. So, like Gil said, you know, that was a natural disaster that happened. That's something that couldn't be stopped, you know. But, you know, the important thing now is to rebuild that community, you know. I'm hoping that now, and it's sad that it has to take a tragedy or a disaster for people to come together. But if that's what it takes, you know, if that's what's necessary to bring us back together, then we need to do that. You know, like you said, there's so much going on over there that, you know, you hear about it all the time, and the North Side, and I'm not just talking about the North Side, the South Side too.
When finished, press the pound key. live show. We are reconnecting you now. To hear important instructions, press 1. Since it appears you're calling back into a live show, we are reconnecting you now.
Hello.
Hello.
There you go.
All right, we're back on there. Due to some technical difficulty, we have another call on the line.
Hello, my name is Malia, and I'm just calling in to give thanks to all the organizations and the community that's outreaching to the people and helping everybody that's in need right now. And also my thoughts and prayers are with all the families who are dealing with the loss of loved ones, houses, homes. It's just a sad deal that we have going on with our community right now, but we need to stick together and make sure that we keep the peace within our community. What's bothering me is there's a lot of things going on within the community that shouldn't be right now. This is a time where we all need to get together and acknowledge the fact that we are a community and need to keep that strong and safe for our children. And like he was saying, the elderly and just all the people that are involved inside the community.
Amen. Yeah, that's a good thing to do, that that we have people, you know, that's conscientious of the fact that it takes a whole community for us to live here and get past this. You know, but we, you know, like a lot of people have been contacting us, telling us about some of the negative things that have been happening in our community. But you got to understand that those, whatever is good, is going to be bad. You know? And, we have another call on the line, and he's left. Here it is. Hello, how you doing, caller? Caller? Hello? Well, again, this is Blog Talk Radio. We had a little minor technical difficulties, but we're back on the line. And we've been talking about the tragedy that happened over on the north side here in Minneapolis. And we're just asking people to call in and just, you know, share some of their stories. Just telling us, you know, how you making it through there, you know? We'd like to hear from people from the north side to find out which kind of services are being rendered to the community. And, you know, and just where you stand at in this situation. Again, Mr. Lucas, you said you was at church?
Yeah, I was up at, I happened to be up at Shiloh Temple that afternoon. And
maybe I could do that.
I left early, like right when it had started raining real hard. And I left at 1, and I usually leave a little later than that. So got back to my residence. Like I said, I had some chores to do there. And I was taking a break from the chores I was doing. I went up to my room, turned on the news, and I just saw, you know, how the devastation that they left behind, you know. And like I said, I saw an apartment building. The whole roof was torn off the apartment building. You could actually see inside those people's homes and see their furniture. And it was just sad, you know. Man, you know, you hear about tornadoes happening, you know, in Minnesota, but I just never seen anything like that, you know.
And we want to remind everybody that, again, today is Tuesday. We have a Tuesday night support group that's located right here at 3023 4th Avenue South. And it's from 5 to 7 o'clock. And we're asking everybody to come in and fellowship with us, you know.
Enjoy a meal.
Come in and enjoy a meal, you know. Come in and stuff, you know what I'm saying, and you'll find a sympathetic shoulder. You can find some support. We may be laughing, you know, and get you up with some people that maybe need to talk with you, talk with your family, get your kids back together, maybe get some temporary shelters. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can do. So, we're right here at 3023 4th Avenue South, and we're at the Urban Ventures. And it's from 5 to 7. So we're encouraging all those to come, and especially those, you know, that have something that you want to share with us, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, maybe how you made it through, you know what I'm saying? What you did to lay up here, you know, and bring some stability back off into your life. And this is just, a blog talk radio. And the Minneapolis Mad Dad. And we want to just send a big shout out to Shiloh Temple.
Well, we want to send people to Shiloh Temple.
All right. And we want to send a big shout out to Shiloh Temple because Shiloh Temple is offering relief services at their location.
Yeah, send them over there.
And we're saying that they're encouraging people to come who need families to come to Shiloh Temple, which is on Broadway and Emerson.
No, what?
And
it's on Broadway between Fremont and Girard.
Yeah, it's on Broadway and Fremont, right? That's Fremont,
yeah.
But Broadway and Fremont, and it's at the Shiloh International Temple. You know, and they're asking people that's in need to come to Shiloh because Shiloh is offering services. They're offering clothing. They're offering food. They're offering all type of emergency services for the community. And we want to just, again, commend them for their community effort and let the people know that you've got people out there in that community, man, that's working diligently for you. You know what I'm saying? And all you tornado victims, we ask you to go to Shiloh. Meet your neighbors. You know what I'm saying? Go up to Shiloh and see what they have for you. And we're commending everybody that's going out of their way to make their lives useful for somebody else. They're trying to. You got a lot of volunteers out there. You got a lot of volunteers. And speaking of volunteers, the Mad Dads have a volunteer organization training group that's gonna be a training tomorrow Thursday from four to 6 o'clock, and that's gonna be at 3026 4th Avenue South at the Mad Dad's office, and they have a command center at Chicago at Shiloh Temple, has food and shelter. So we're asking all those tornado victims that if you don't want to leave the neighborhood, you know, Shiloh is right there in your neighborhood. And they have a command center that's on point, that's being receptive to the tornado victims, and they have food and they have shelter. You know, they have Constellation, you know, they have a press center. They have people that genuinely care about what you're going through. So we ask you to please go to Shiloh Command Center and get the help and the services they're providing. And again, I sound like I'm beating a pale horse, but man, I just got to keep on just commending all those people that are out there helping other people, that's out there reaching out to the community. You know, I think that this is the best thing that that we can do, you know. And the Shiloh says they have a shelter for men. I mean, for women and children only. Only shelter is for women and children. So we, all those who are displaced at this moment, and you know, maybe you want to get off your neighbor's couch, or you might want to lay up, you know what I'm saying, and get out of what situation that you're in. We're asking women and children to go to Shiloh's Command Center, and they have a food and shelter for children and for women. But the food is for everybody, I think, but the shelter is for women and children. So we ask all those tornado victims that in that area right there, that you can go to Shiloh International Temple. And you can get some relief, and you can get some services, and you can get some things done. So, like again, we want to commend all the people. We have another call on the line. You know.
Yes. Yeah. Hello, how y'all doing today?
Oh, we're doing
Hello?
Good. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing well, thank you. I just wanted to call and send out my prayers to the people and the families over north. And you know, I know it's going to be a hard struggle to get things back together, but if y'all stay together as a community, you know, we can make things happen and rebuild and go from there. Because, you know, compared to the tragedy that we're dealing with, think about the tornadoes that people deal with down south every single year. You know what I mean? Like, their homes are completely torn apart. The town is completely shattered apart. You know what I'm saying? So we should be grateful, you know, that many lives wasn't taken during this tragic event. We need to be grateful that, you know, you're still able to go hold somebody's hand and help them out if they need it. You know, we just need to be grateful for life in general because, you know, anything's possible. You know, we could be dealing with an earthquake in the next 2 months. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to figure out how to stick together, you know. And then, you know, as far as the violence, I mean, let's cut that to a minimum. You know, we got other stuff to worry about in people struggling and, you know, don't know what to do. And, you know, you got the families out here with kids that are starving, you know. You know, people call in and help out with resources. And if you have any thoughts or ideas, you know, we appreciate it. Because, you know, times are hard and, you know, people feel lost right now without their homes, without their, you know, their comfort zone. You know, right now people over north are out of their comfort zone and they don't know what to do, you know. So I think with the volunteer help that Mad Dads wants to provide and help out with, I think people should get on board with that. You know, it'll show a lot, you know. And we need to keep moving in the communities, man, because it's going to be a process, you know, getting the community back up, man, you know. And people still without power. We don't know how long people are going to be without power, but, you know, think about the small stuff people might need, like candles, you know. People thinking about food, but if you think about lighting that people might need, you know, to keep themselves so they can move around and see, you know, it's crazy right now. But, you know, I just want to say, man, my prayers goes out to all the families out there that's, you know, struggling. And, you know, as a Mad Dad member, I'm, you know, eventually be out there and put my helping hand, you know, get back to the community, you know. But it's sad, man. It's sad. Right now,
people yes,
are
it
lost
is.
And
you know,
don't know what to do.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. We want to thank you. You know what I'm saying, for your care and concern. And you're right. It is a sad moment right now. You know what I'm saying, that we have people that's trying to add on top of this misery of other people. You know that we have predators in our community that would feed on opportunities like this. You know, but,
right. You know.
But, you know, those are the things, you know what I'm saying, that's actuality and stuff, you know. We got to stay strong as a community to get past that type of stuff, you know. And as sad that it is and stuff, I'm saying, again, it's something that we got to deal with, you know. So, again, we're just telling everybody that, you know, they got a shelter for women and children at the Shiloh Temple at Fremont and Broadway. And we asking everybody who's in need to please contact the Command Center at Shiloh, where you will find a helping hand and a warm heart and a supportive shoulder to lean on. And we want to commend all those working in the community as we speak that's trying to get those lights on. And just like Brandon said, you know, like, you know, you don't miss lights until you can't put your finger up on that switch and automatically turn your lights on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you got to live by candlelight. You know, I don't know how many people out there, but I remember when I was coming up, I used to be scared of the dark. I used to keep a nightlight on. I couldn't sleep in total darkness. So, again, I commend those that's out there trying to work on those power lines, that's trying to work on those gas lines, that's trying to let people put a secure perimeter around the catastrophe that has befallen the north side. So I want to let, like, again, this is Blog Talk Radio, and we ask you to call in, you know. Share with us some of your experiences. Share with us some of your concerns. Maybe you got something that you can share with someone that's going through something right now that might need to hear what you have to say. So we commend all those that are out there on the front line, you know. Right now
we're
trying to do what we can do. You know what I'm saying? That's right, working hard, you know. Working hard. Maybe you can say, well, hey, man, I can't get out there. But maybe you can lay up here, you know what I'm saying, like Brandon said, you know, you can go down to the dollar store and spend a couple of bucks and get some candles, you know what I'm saying? Or go down to the Shiloh Community Outreach Command Center and you know, just volunteer your services to help somebody that's come along that don't have no place to stay, you know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know, you can bring some clothes down there to them, you know, some warm food or something like that, you know? So, again, we have a support group on Tuesday night from 5 to 7, right here at 3023 4th Avenue South. And today I really think that we're going to be kind of busy. I think we're going to be kind of full. And that's the thing that we've been looking for. You know what I'm saying? We've been preparing for this day as long as we've had this group, you know, that we've come together to understand that, you know, that we got to be together in good times, especially in these hard, difficult times. You know what I'm saying? So today we're facing something that, you know, is a national catastrophe, you know, something that was not made by man, you know. And I'm not going to say it was directed by God. I'm going to say that it's just an atmospheric catastrophe and stuff. And saying that we was unfortunate enough to get caught up in this stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? And now we got to be strong enough as individuals and collective enough as a community to come together in one unified effort to let people, you know what I'm saying, to put our lives back together, you know. And all those that's being predators on this situation, shame on you, you know. Shame that, you know, that you're the same people that want to call yourselves a part of this community and stuff, but you're those same ones that want to lay up here and be vipers. Those same ones that want to be going in your neighbor's house and taking your neighbor's property, going in their garage and stuff like that, to take this opportunity to lay up here and advance your own self in whatever means you think you're trying to advance yourself. That's a really, really sick thing and stuff like that, but you got to remember, brother. You're saying what goes around comes around. You reap what you shall sow. So we want to live here, and we want to thank everybody. We want to thank everybody that's out there, that's doing what they're doing to help support this community, and is trying to help ease some of the stress and the pain and the suffrage that's going on in our community right now. You know, we want to send a big ups to the firemen. We want to send a big ups to the police officers that's doing overtime to make sure that the perimeters of our community is safe, that they're not being breached by these predators that we're talking about. We want to thank the Shiloh workers that's coming in. You know what I'm saying? Some of them taking days off of their jobs to come in and help others as victims of this tornado storm. We want to remind everybody they have a command center at Shiloh that's got food and shelter for children and for women. You know, they got food, they got clothing, they got resources, they got a variety of things that they can help you during this crisis. So we ask you to go to the Shiloh Community Center. It's right on
Fremont and Broadway. In between Fremont and Girard on Broadway.
All right. You just get there, and you're going to find a helping hand. You're going to find some warm soothing words. You're going to find some warm clothes. Okay. And we have another call on the line.
Hello. Hello, my name is Teresa. I would like to get a to say how sorry I am of the incident that happened on the north side of Minneapolis, Minnesota. But I would like to say to the people that lost some things in that, to let them know that God is able to give anything back that they have lost in this tragedy, that God is able to give back and give back more. And I think it's time for us to start praying and start taking things for granted and start praying God and start giving God some of our time, because this could have been the end, but it wasn't. But I think this is a wake-up call for all of us. And it's also telling us something, but like I said, I think we need to stop doing a lot of violence and killing and start loving one another and coming together like Christ wants us to, and just start living for one another, lifting each other up, and stop killing each other on the blocks and on the corners about two words of what we are or what are the colors that we wear. I think that's because we have other things to worry about, and we really need to show more love and sympathy toward those that's hurting. Because there's a lot of hurting people out here. We got a lot of young sisters and mothers that having kids hurting by a lot of things. And when this incident happened, a lot of people took advantage of this and did a lot of negative things in the process of this. So I think that we really need to take a look at ourselves and really need to love on one another and build one another up, because a lot of people is hurting because of the things that they have took the time to build in the many years and they lost it in just in a half of a second, in just a matter of seconds. I've changed that in a matter of seconds and minutes. But I think that instead of trying to take from one another, we need to come together and really see what we can do to lift one another up. You know, and like I said prior to this, that I believe that all of a sudden that this thing has just come upon us, and it took a lot of things, and we have lost a couple of people in this tornado. So we need to pray for their families and find out who they are and try to support them and what they need to be done also.
Okay. And we really appreciate for you sharing those sentiments and those concerns. And what you said was definitely right, you know, that we both to take this opportunity to lay up in and just thank God that more lives weren't taken, you know, there was only damages, you know what I'm saying, to property, you know. And those things can be replaced, you know. But and what you said about people taking the opportunistic chances to lay up here and pray on this catastrophe and stuff, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing ever good that comes behind that type of stuff, you know. And like I said, we always hear about the bad things about the North Side, you know, about how the negative people are, and the drugs and the gang affiliates and the fighting and stuff like that. But here's something, you know what I'm saying, that's good and positive that's coming from this North Side. We'll start seeing the natural core of the people come out and take charge. You know, that's, you know, we're seeing neighbors helping neighbors. We're seeing people and family coming from all other states that's coming to support that North Side, that's trying to come to support. We're seeing the big mamas of the communities that's coming out on their porches and telling the kids it's all right, that's picking up branches and stuff like that. You know, this is the things that should be portrayed by the officer. We're seeing our congresspersons, and we're seeing our representatives of our state and our city council people, men, that's coming out. We're seeing Bobby Champion coming out, you know what I'm saying, to greet the people on the North Side. We're seeing Shiloh Temple. We're seeing the various other churches that's coming out and stepping out on faith and reaching out and touching people, you know. We want to live here, you know, and extend a hero's congratulations to all those that are putting that effort out there, that's out there in the streets as we speak, on the front line, feeding people, clothing people. This is what this community is supposed to be about. And I'm so proud, you understand, that I'm an active member of the Minneapolis Mad Dads, that we step out there, you know, and we're out there helping up people, you know what I'm saying? We're asking all those, you know, that's from the North Side, to let up here and get this stuff together, all these citizens of the Minneapolis, you know, inner city, to come there, you know what I'm saying, and converge on this community and stuff, you know what I'm saying, and help those that are in need. We have various command centers throughout the North Side. New Salem Church, the Shiloh Church. It's a few other churches and stuff that's in it that's got a command post. Is the Salvation Army, you know, that's out there that's helping these people that's in need. You know, we got these tornado victims and stuff saying it's got these command centers and the Shiloh table. We have these people to take advantage of these outlets and stuff to go to these places and reach people and you know, to go to them if you have a problem, if you have a need. Shiloh has a command center. We're asking you to go there.
I just want to say too that for those out there who might be wondering if there's anything that Shiloh could do for them or anything like that, I have the number here for Shiloh Temple. If your cell phone's working and you think you need some help and you're not sure if they're going to be able to help you, you feel free to give them a call. The number is 612-302-1463. Again, that's 612-302-1463.
And that's to the Shiloh Command Center. And they're sitting around, you know, in anticipation for those calls. You know.
Yeah.
And we just want to just thank those people. We want to thank our callers today. We want to thank all those that are out there trying to be supportive to those that are in need. You know,
yes,
we ask that all those that that's witnessing people doing inappropriate and unlawful activities and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Report those things. You know, because like we don't need this right now. You know what I'm saying? We need the unification of the whole community in order to lay up here and get over this. You know what I'm saying? To put our lives back off on a stable foundation. And we're asking for prayers for the saints. We're asking for prayers from the collective community. That we all pray for safety. We all pray for the continuation. We all pray for the salvation and the restoration of our communities. And again, we are saying that we have a support group at 3023 4th Avenue South. And it starts at from 5 to 7, where we provide services, we provide a healthy meal, and we provide all forms of services. So we ask you to come out, you know. And we have another call on the phone.
Hello, I would like to say that I hope that we continue to help one another, not because of this tragedy that had hit us, that had hit Minneapolis. I hope that we continue to help one another and show each other love. Beyond this, because it's time for us to start coming together and love one another. But it seems like every time a tragedy or something hits, that's when we want to start helping each other, and it kind of scales, and that's when we want to come together. But I think and feel that all of us should stay together and come together each and every day when we see somebody in need, not just when a bad thing happens to a family member or something bad happened in our community or our city. I think that we should come together anyway and love one another, because we have people that land in their grave right now today to get us where we are today. And we out here killing and taking from one another. And I don't think that's right. They're kind of like saying what people have died for, it was in vain. I think we should keep this up, the bridge that people have built to get us across to where we are. So I say out to everyone that's listening, let's keep up the good work. Let's love on each other, because it's in us anyway. So let's love on one another and show each other that we care. Anything, it don't have to be money to show people that you care and give a helping hand. It could be your time, a positive word to say, something encouraging, a hug. That means a lot. Money ain't everything.
Amen.
Amen. And that's so true, caller, that money is not everything, you know. I mean, sometimes, you know, it just takes the 10 or 11 mercies and stuff to stand up some healing hands, you know, so someone to reach out and shake your hand, pat you on the back, or just give you a soothing word saying that you're doing a good job, you know. And that's what we're doing. We're sending out tender mercies to all those that are out there on the front line, that's out there on that north side trying to help these people. We ask for all those tornado victims and stuff, you know, that's been out throughout the whole Minnesota, the state of Minnesota, You know what I'm saying? Because, like, the north side wasn't the only side that was hit. You know what I'm saying? We were blessed in comparison to what happened in Missouri. You know what I'm saying? We were blessed, you know what I'm saying, that there wasn't many, that many lives taken here in Minnesota today. We were blessed that that tornado did not touch the ground, that it stayed above the trees. You know? So, you know, it's a whole lot of things for us to live here to be thankful for. And we want to be thankful for those that are out there right now that's trying to make things better, that's trying to help those that are in need. But again, we're saying that the Shiloh has a command center. And that number that Shiloh was repeated, and we asking you to call the number. You know, if you are in any needs, you know, if they have like special needs for women and children, that they are offering shelter to these kids. And that number again is
the number again for the Shiloh Temple International Ministries is area code 612-302-1463. Again, that's area code 612-304-1463.
And we're asking you to remember that this is a grassroots program. You know that we know it's you in the community that's laying up here and making us viable. You know what I'm saying? Information distributors. You know, you have to call in and you have to share. If you have an organization out there that's doing something, we ask you to call in to 347-215-9262. And we ask you to share with us, you know what I'm saying, the directions to get to your place. You know what I'm saying? What contact info do you have to share with the community that will lead them to whatever services that you're rendering? You know, because, like, this is a unified call. Everybody needs to lay up here and come together as a collective for one common goal, and that is to heal that north side. You know what I'm saying? To lay up here and take some of the stress, some of the frustration, some of the fear, and some of the anguish. You know, because sometimes when stuff's happening in your life, you just get angry. You know what I'm saying? Maybe anger is a good thing because it might motivate you to lay up here and get up off yourself and do something. You know what I'm saying? So we're asking everybody just to get up. And, you know, if you don't do nothing but pick up a stick, it's a story in the Bible where Nathaniel, he decided he wanted to live and put together the temple of Israel, wasn't it? Of Jerusalem, the church of Jerusalem. And he said, you know what I'm saying, we're going to start by just picking up pebbles. Everybody walk past, you know what I'm saying, just pick up a little handful of dirt and just throw it in this hole. You know what I'm saying? He said, God will live here and take care of the big old boulders. You know what I'm saying? You don't worry about that. Do what you're capable of doing. You know what I'm saying? We're not looking for supersonic heroes and stuff. We're just looking for everyday civilians who are part of a collective, you know what I'm saying, who are part of that Northside community that cares about that community. And we have a lot of people. Like, again, I want to let him put out a big shout-out for Mr. Bobby Champion that's been via vocal out there. He's been via visual out there with Jeff Hayden. We ask them people, you know what I'm saying, we want to just thank these people and stuff, man, saying, for coming out there, you know what I'm saying, and sharing in their voices, you know what I'm saying, about how they care about this north side. You know what I'm saying? We want to thank the YMCA for providing services for our children over there on that north side. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's of all type of things and agencies is out there that's working in a unified accord to live there and bring about some services for those who are looking for services. Again, you know, we have a tornado victims at Shiloh. Shiloh has a command center, and that number for Shiloh again,
it's area code 612-304-1463.
And we're asking you to call that number. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, this is not the time to be prideful. This is the time to lay up, you know what I'm saying, and test the will of God. Test the people of God. Test your neighbors. Test those and stuff and saying that that's about you, it's about your family, it's about your children, it's about their community. They want to help their community. And we have a lot of people out there. You know what I'm saying? We want you to lay up here, you know what I'm saying, and offer a cup of coffee to the firemen. We ask you to offer a cup of coffee to those that are trying to put your gas lines back connected. We ask you to give them a sandwich and a hot cup of coffee to those guys that's trying to put the electricity back on. We're asking you to let people, you know what I'm saying, be cooperative with the police. You know what I'm saying? We're asking you to let people, you know what I'm saying, come up out your houses and stuff, you know what I'm saying, and try to take some of that debris that's laying out there in the street. We're asking you to let people be observant, to let people watch for things and stuff that you know that's out of order in our communities and stuff, and report those things. You know? So, I mean, it's going to take a community. It's going to take a communified effort for us to lay up here and get over this and put our lives back off into a stable and safe and loving community again. And again, I said we want to lay up here and salute all those that's on that front line that's doing the things that a lot of us wish we could do. You know, I want to commend them for taking the time out of their lives to lay up here and make our lives better. Again, our number is 347-215-9262. And we ask for all those to call in. We have a caller coming in now. And that caller, hello caller?
Yeah.
How you doing? Yes,
I'm
sir.
Doing okay.
Do you have a comment about
what is that, sir?
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
I said you have a comment. We can hear you plainly, sir. So you have a comment?
Yeah, I just want to give my support to everybody on the north side. First of all, I thank God that we didn't have no more casualties than what it was, because for the devastation that happened and all those trees on top of houses, we blessed that it didn't nobody else get killed. Only that one man that was in that van, and for all the people that was injured and everything, I give my sympathy and my support out to everybody. I really thank KMOJ for everything that they're doing for the community, and I appreciate everybody that's coming together and helping, you know, because we need that. We need that in our community.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and you're right. You're saying, you know, that's the type of positive information that we need, you know what I'm saying, the thoughts that we need to share. We need to push out there into our communities that it's a lot more positive people than there are negative people. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and
right.
We just want to let Penn say that we appreciate all those that have called in and expressed their concern and their willingness to extend a helping hand to all those unfortunate families that got caught up in that tornado. And again, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, our show has been running successfully through one of our editors, and that's Sharika Williams. And she's not here with us today. Because of a tragedy that she's experienced in her family. She lost her grandmother. And we want to left here and say, Sharika, wherever you at right now, that you know, that we love you here at the Mad Dads. We love you here at Blog Talk Radio. And that we want you to be strong. You know, we want you to understand that things going to happen. You know, and God is never going to put more on your plate than you're able to handle. And you're a strong woman. You know, you're a strong, black, positive woman, and you're going to make this happen, you know. So we want to extend our condolences to you and your family, and we hope that that through this tragedy, that it bring your family together and you extend the warmth and the love and all that comes with when Big Mama passes, you know what I'm saying? All that love and all that understanding that she had, she passes on us. So, you know, you keep that going on, all right? And we want to live here and thank all you for calling us in today and sharing with us your thoughts and your comments about what happened in our community. And we want to just thank all those that's out there actively, as we speak, putting in work and putting in sweat, trying to make that community back off into a community. We want to thank the fire department. We want to thank the police department. We want to thank the gas and all utility companies that's out there right now trying to put those lines back together and those cables back together. We want to let in just thank all the volunteer workers at Shiloh International Temple and all the other various organizations that's out there providing services and shelter for people.
We want to thank. We also want to thank the MTC for getting the buses up and running as soon as possible, because there's a lot of people who are trying to move around, and I know they had shut down a few of the bus lines over there, in, over North Minneapolis. But we just want to thank them, and you know, thank them for getting that service back up, because there's a lot of people in our community that need that service to get to the place they need to get, so they can get off from their homes and get into a safe place.
That's right. And we want to let people and thank you bus drivers out there. We want to thank the bus drivers for being tolerant, for just, you know, we know you know, people be getting on the bus and hollering and screaming at y'all, thinking it's y'all fault that the buses ain't running up and down the streets no more. We want to thank y'all for holding y'all composure and keeping y'all compassion and understanding and stuff, and saying that sometimes people just speak out of frustration. So we want to let them commend the bus drivers. We want to commend the MTC faculty. We want to let them just say, well, you know, that you're doing a commendable job, you know. And again, we want to let them say that Shallow has a command center where they're giving women and children shelter. We keep repeating this because we're getting up to the night, and we want women and children. Understand, this is for women and children only. For shelter that Shiloh is providing. They have food and clothing for everybody, but they're providing shelter for women and children only. And again, that number for Shiloh is 612-302-1463.
Also, I just want to say that for anybody who's out there who is not sure if they can do anything to help out in the efforts, there's always something you can do. As far as the Shiloh Temple International Ministries, for anybody who would like to maybe see if they can assist them in their efforts, go on and give them a call at that same number. I'm sure they could use people up there to help serve them people and things like that. And even if you might have some clothes or some food or monetary donation you might want to make for their efforts to give relief to the people over there, over north, to the women and children over there. Go on and give Shiloh Temple a call, man. And I just want to say too that, you know, I want to thank the people of that community, because if it wasn't for their cooperation, you know, over there in dealing with this buses shutting down the lines and, you know, people, the curfew they had over there, you know, and if it wasn't for the people cooperating with that, you guys would have made that job harder for them to do. So we just want to thank the people of that community too, you know. And I just want to say too that we need to start breaking down the barriers, man, between this north side, south side thing, you know. And even the places that help people, they do it conditionally if you live in a certain area. We asking these people in these community centers and these churches to go on and reach out to them people over north, regardless of where they reside at. So,
amen. So we want you to remember that tomorrow will be televised. So you be the best you can be today. Okay. You know, and we want to just end the show with a little prayer. Father God, we want to just ask you to let up and extend your land of mercy, Father God. Send a helping hand, Father God, to this community, to all those that were affected by that adverse weather that we had, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to heal the hearts of those, Father God, that feel and took that stuff personal, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to heal those people that's out there. We ask you to continue to bless us, Father God. We ask you, Father God, for all your tender mercies that you have in this situation, Father God. We want to thank you for all the workers, all those volunteers, Father God, all those people, Father God, that's trying to put a hand on a situation, Father God, that needs some human compassion. And we ask you these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So, again, we want to let people thank you for calling us. Remember, we have a meeting tonight. We have a meeting tonight at 3026 4th Avenue South. And it's a support group, and it starts from 5 to 7 o'clock. We're asking all those, everybody, to please come and join us, you know, because there's some things that we need to talk about, maybe some things that you need to talk about, maybe some things that you need to share, and believe it, there's always someone there that's receiving all, both of whatever it is that you got to give, or you got to share, or they got to give to you. So we want to just thank everybody for calling in this week. Again, we want to let there and thank all our emergency supportive workers out there. We're giving you a big hands up. We're giving you a big old round of applause. And we want to say, man, y'all keep up the good work, man, because it's through your efforts that we let people going to be able to show those kids and stuff and saying that we're doing something different.
That's a pretty good show. Yeah, get that. We can figure out these technical difficulties. And I think.
See, Sharika can put it on there.
I think I should start going on this with you.
Yeah, you should.
Because I can help you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see how I was writing down little notes and shooting them to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, Sharika, she can put it on there. You know, like.
I'm going to start getting all this. These notes and stuff you got together too, because like you'll get what you need to do, like, is keep one of these in that book, because this got the address to the program, to the parenting program on it. And it's you said 3026, but you alternate. You'll say 3023, then later on you'll say 3026.
Yeah, that means
you keep one of these in there, so you always got that.
Yeah.
You know, and get some other stuff too, man.
I miss you, holler. He didn't say nothing about Dilly Bob, man. Dilly Bob.
The one about Billy Bob.
Yeah, it ain't about no Dilly Bob.
Yeah, it's the other one for our.
Saying what?
Ready set work for. Yeah, see this one. Still has 3041, but it's not 3041 no more.
Yeah, we ain't gonna be able to read your holler. You know what I'm saying? We be out, my man. Let them spend their own money for their own advertising. You know?
Yeah, but that's a good. Keep that, because that's an address for that group, for the Man Dad Support Group. Over there.
Yeah.
Pretty good, man.
Yeah, man, that was all right, man. I liked it, that. Yeah, that was cool. See, because, like, you know, ain't wasn't no spell. You know, we had a little bit thing because she know how to hang. Sharika know how to hang that up. She hang the phone up. You know, she hang that phone up.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Donna know in a minute.
Yeah.
Come on, we got to go across the street. So how y'all think how the show went? I'm learning on the run, man.
Yeah. If you want, like, constructive criticism, I think that you should take better notes on the things that you're going to talk about and hope that, like, if you're going to talk about something, like, let me know on, like, the Monday meeting or something, and then I'll call in between, like, 1 and 1:15 about that specific, like, area. So I think a lot of times when you go through, you, like,
actually, Lucas is taking up another set, so
we'll
work on that. So
that's you know, right. Yeah, like, so then you have more of like a structure of like
certain. You know, this was just a hit and run. We just talking about the tornado.
I'm thing. Just giving you.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're
saying. Plan for the next week, like what you're going to do, and then like if you want me to talk on an issue, like I'll call in at that time. That
she can be the next post, next week post.
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying if you're talking about real talk, like. Have like a set time at the meeting, like I'll call at 1:10, and then so you can make up points of real talk that you want to talk about. If it's employment, if it's whatever, child, children, if it's, you know, so you can kind of have baseline structure, and then you can go just put a bullet point like children, and then you can just go off on a tangent about children until 1:15, and then switch it up to employment at 1:15 to 1:30. You know what I mean?
15 minutes of subject.
Okay. So that it switches the flow of the conversation so that people feel like they're not sitting and doing the same thing for an hour.
If you don't, like, because if you don't have callers, then within that 15 minutes to talk about kids, then you can switch on to another subject for the next 15 minutes. Right. Okay.
So, you know what I mean? Like,
Most of them is guys.
I talked to him. I gave him John's number.
Oh, he means of a legal matter.
I gave him John's number. He was worried about his daughter, his girlfriend took her somewhere.
Yeah.
Whatever, whatever. And then other guy was this guy who brought his little baby girl here. He was such a good dad.
Mm-hmm.
And he got custody of her by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Mom was doing whatever. And looked at you and right exactly what he says, you know, he wants to be a, I think I'm very proud of my children, I'll talk to the rest of them sometimes, but you know, I think that's being happy or getting custody of my 2-year-old daughter, then they need help, or how do you need custody as you are in daycare of being homeless at the end of the month? Even though I work almost full time, I cannot afford housing daycare, food and utilities, so I'm like, I have to put my child to put up, for housing a better job, and possibly a better education. And that's the proud state any help given to me. Thank you. Oh yes, I am in need of help sorting out my passport. So he's the type that would need John and Fran.
Right.
And his appearance in class of, you know, things that
yeah.
Just to bring his daughter in to eat a dinner on Tuesday or even Thursday night.
Yeah.
Don't they do dinner on Thursday too?
Yeah.
So Tuesday and Thursday he can eat dinner there.
What happens to them?
That's just me scratching.
Oh, yeah? Wow. Ah,
I have sensitive skin. I get stressful sense. Some of these guys are, they don't like the cases because they want help, you know, they need it. They don't know what else to do.
Right.
And you know, I was talking to my big dad, and he called Mad Dad when he was younger.
How old
is
he? Yeah. Yeah.
Because
they didn't do shit for me. How old is he now? You got the follow up? You
he
got
the.
You got the foot on
actually,
you tell your child, man, or dad, and expect them to do this and that. You got to be
proactive. Right.
Yes. And take the initiative. You know, a lot of people that sign these papers think that they rush you. You it's that
everything
takes work.
You have them cards. I mean, but I mean, yeah. I mean, so some of these people.
Yeah.
Also, I had a couple of contacts for you.
Just time, that's what it is. Like waiting, you know, that's acceptable.
Well, then when she explained that to me and keep bugging them about that, because that's, I mean, she's the one that maybe she can get first a felony for welfare fraud, you know? That's what I'm saying. Product of the environment. Again, ask Sherry, so they can for John sometimes, well, you can give him a call, and then Dan Hales is your number. If not, look for Brandon and tell him you need the employment resources and the attorney resources. I'll let him know, because he's here right now, so I'll let him know that. Good to talk to him. Yes, or you can again just go to the desk and ask for him, you know, and I'll just leave him with your paperwork. You'll probably have to fill out another paper just because we want to make sure that we're keeping in contact and on, like, on your level and stuff. But, I'm sorry I won't be there, so I have to pick up my dog from the vet. Well, my little dog, I got right into it, so I'm not going to be able to make it there. Do you live over north, then? Alright, well, I'll give Brandon the information for you. So go up to the front of the desk, ask them Brandon, and make sure it'll fit after the bus goes in, okay? I'll call you tomorrow, Brandon. I mean, Jason, and we'll be calling you. I'll call Brandon. I'll be calling you tomorrow, or next week, or whatever. Maybe tomorrow, check in on me, okay? Yeah. Have a pen in your pocket.
take care of it. You want me to read it in front of you?